Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes, which will hopefully conclude the fourth parak of Maseches Pesachim. So the Mishnah tells us six different things that happened with the Jews of Yericho that the Chachamim did not like. The first three are about Melacha and Erev Pesach, and that's why this Mishnah appears over here. So Shisha Dvar Masu Anshei Yericho. There were six things that the Chachamim were not happy about that the Anshei Yericho did. Al Shosha Michu Biyadim, three of them, the Chacham decided to make a stink about it and to protest against it. Three of them, even though the Chacham weren't happy about it, they didn't say anything about it. The following three things, the Chacham did not make a protest. They would graft date palms the entire day of Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos, when it's Asur to do Malacha, and again, that's not subject to Minog after Chatzos, that's Mamish an Isur Malacha. V'korchin Eshema, they would link up the first two Psukim of Shema, meaning they would say the first two Psukim of Shema Yisrael, and via hafta, it's a milara word. A lot of people get that wrong. It's not via hafta, it's via hafta. It actually means something different. You're probably not yotzei kriya shema if you say via hafta. So that's just if you learn one thing from learning Mishnah Yomi that you can incorporate into your everyday life, it's that. But anyway, if you link the first two things, Shema Yisrael and via hafta, together without saying Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Elyon, that in between, that's what they did. They didn't say Baruch Shem in the middle. The Kotsin Vigorshin Vigodshin Ilifnei Omer. And they would also harvest the new crop of grain and stack it before the Karban Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach. Even though the Chacham said you're not allowed to do that because we're afraid you might come to eat from the Chadash before the Karban Omer is Matir the Chadash. Halacha is any new grain is asur to eat until the Karban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. So we don't want you to harvest it and pile it up before the second day of Pesach because we're afraid that if you do that, you might come to eat it. But even though they did these three things, the Chachamim didn't protest. Meaning you have to pick your battles, and this was not a battle that the Chacham chose. But the following three things, the Chachamim did protest against. Number one, Matirin Gamzios Shel Hegdish. They allowed using the new growths of trees that belong to Hegdish, that belong to the Beis HaMikdash, because they held that the Isser of Mi'ila applies only to the tree as it was when it was Hukdash, not to the whatever grows afterwards. So the Chacham said that's not true, because even if they're not subject to Mi'ila, Mida, or Raisa, whatever grows afterwards, they're still Asur Midrabanan. So they made it an objection to that. Number two, V'ochlin Mitachas HaNesharim B'Shabbos. The people from Yericho would eat the fruit that falls off the tree on Shabbos, because they might have fallen off the tree before Shabbos, and maybe they're not Muktzah, but Chacham said it's also possible that they fell off on Shabbos. So when you find fruits under a tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat them. You can't just assume it's not Muktzah. It might be Muktzah. And the fact that it might be Muktzah is enough reason to refrain from eating them, and for the Chachamim to criticize these Anshei Yericho. And the third thing that they did that was worth criticizing, V'nosin Peah LaYerek. They would give Peah from vegetables, even though the Chiyuv of Peah doesn't apply to vegetables. So Chacham said that's no good, because people think that it is Peah, and if they think that it is Peah, they're not going to take Shumas and Maisos from it, because Peah is not Chayiv in Shumas and Maisos. So they're going to violate that Isser. Umichu b'yadam Chacham. So for that reason, the Chacham objected to all of these things. Now we move on to Mishnah Tes, which is the last Mishnah of the fourth parak of Maseches Pesachim, and it's also going to talk about six things that somebody did, three of which were worthy of condemnation, and three that were not worthy of condemnation. Shisha Dvar Masach Chizkiyahu HaMelech. I shouldn't say condemnation, that was the previous Mishnah. This is three things that were worthy of approval and three things that were not worthy of approval. So Shisha Dvar Masach Chizkiyahu HaMelech. There were six things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. Al Shlosha Hodulo. Three of them the Chacham agreed with. Al Shlosha Lo Hodulo. And three that they did not agree with. So the three that they supported and agreed with are, number one, Ger Ratzim Sav Valmita Shel Chavalim. He dragged his father's bones, his father was Achaz, on a rope bed, which is not befitting for a king, so that Bizayon should be a kapara for Achaz's sins. He was a king of Yehuda, and he was over Avodah Zarah, and he led people to abandon the Ribono Shel Olam, so he really needed a kapara. V'hodilo, Chacham says a good idea. Number two, Kitas Nechashon Chosheshva. He crushed up the copper snake that Moshe Rabbeinu had made because people started treating it as an Avodah Zarah, meaning in the Midbar, when we complained about the man, Hashem sent poisonous snakes against us. So when we did tshuva, Hashem told Moshe to make a replica of those snakes, and everyone who looked at that replica was healed. So people started thinking that it had special powers. Really, it's just that they were looking up to Shemayim, and that was the healing power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the healing power, but when people didn't understand that, he felt that he had to destroy the Nechash HaNechoshes. And number three, Gana Sefer Refuos Vahodilo. There was a book that had many Refuos that he hid away, because again, people were not trusting in the Ribono Shel Olam. They thought that that book was all that they needed, and they didn't have to rely on the Ribono Shel Olam, so the Chum thought that was a good idea as well. But Al-Shol Shel Vahodilo, there were three things he did that the Chum did not agree with, that Chizkiyahu did that the Chum did not agree with. Number one, Kitzes L'Shol Shel Heichal L'Shigra L'Melech Asher. He cut down the doors of the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash that were made out of gold, and he sent them to the king of Ashur. Chum did not think that that was a good idea. He should have relied on the Ribono Shel Olam to get him whatever money he needed to send to the Melech Ashur. Sancheiriv was the Melech Ashur, wanted a lot of gold and silver from Chizkiyahu HaMelech for removing the army from the southern kingdom of Yehuda. So Chizkiyahu was unable to get the full amount of money, so he sent those doors, which were very valuable. Chum said, you know, you should have relied that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have come up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have helped you come up with a fundraising strategy that would not have required ripping off pieces of the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, you could have done one of these online campaigns or something that would have raised the money that you needed. And the second thing he did that they did not like, Sasa Megichon HaElyon V'lo Hodulo. He stopped up the waters of the Gichon, so that the army of Ashur that was coming to besiege Yerushalayim shouldn't have any water. The Chum did not think that that was a good thing to do, because he should have trusted that the Ribono Shel Olam would protect the city, because Hashem promised that he would protect the city. So he shouldn't have closed up the waterways. He should have had emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And third, Iber Nisan B'Nisan V'lo Hodulo. He added an extra month of a year when it was already Nisan, meaning he had an extra month to the year and made it a leap year once Nisan had already begun. And that's too late. You're only allowed to do that when it's still Chodesh Adar. You're not allowed to do that once Nisan has already begun. So they did not like that either. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Ches we said that there were six things that the Anshei Yericho did, three of which the Chachamim made a machal against, three of which they did not. They did not make a machal over the fact that they made it dekel trees all day on Erev Pesach. They did not make a machal over the fact that they linked to the first two psukim of Shema without being mafsik with Baruch Shem in the middle. They did not make a macha about the fact that they harvested and piled up the grain before the Korban Omer was offered. The three things they did make a macha from about was that they allowed new growths of trees that belonged to Hegdish. They were matir such things, even though the growth should be asr, at least midrabanan. And number two, that they ate fruits from under trees on Shabbos, assuming that they must have fallen before Shabbos, but it's a faulty assumption. And number three, they gave peah from Yerakos, which sounds like a nice chumrah, but it's not a chumrah because people are then not going to be mafresh shumas and maisus from that. And then in Mishnah Tes, we said six things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did, three of which Chum approved of, and three of which they didn't. He dragged his father's bones on the mitzvah shel chavalim in order to give his father Achaz a kapara. He crushed up the Nechash HaNechoshes because people were treating it as if it had independent power, and he hid away the Sefer of Fools. All those things Chum were happy about. Three things Chum were not happy about was that he sent the doors of the Heichal to the Melech Ashur, he closed up the Mei Gichon HaElyon, and he added an extra month to the year when it was already Chodesh Nisan. Okay, but Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim, which of course is the transition into the part of the Masechta that deals with the Korban Pesach.